Welcome to the DSS podcast series. With the COVID-19 pandemic being a massive and critical priority for health systems today, DSS is taking steps to help ensure that its EHR customers can leverage a new configuration change based on the existing software that's in place to help meet today's urgent care needs. And today we're speaking with Deanne Clark, Senior Health Informatics Consultant at DSS, about this new change. And Deanne, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Matt.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us.
Distant but connected.
Yes, I think we all are in this day and age. And perfect timing here with this podcast, considering everything that's going on out in the world, and especially with what health systems are dealing with these days. And if you don't mind, let's start at the top and tell us about this new COVID-19 reconfiguration. Again, it's based on the existing software that's in place that you all are offering to your EHR customers.
Sure. So our DSS EHR supports the ability for custom content to be developed that is produced in the form of templates that are used to document the care that's being provided. They can be screening questions, and they can then allow for this data to be captured so that it can be readily available for reporting purposes later. And particularly with COVID-19, we were able to use a CDC question format and be able to create about 40 different health factors that will be recorded in the patient's chart. It's an easy document process, but it will allow that data to be stored and pulled out later, and it will help those people on the front line right now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And tell us about how this update is something that's being done very quickly, as opposed to traditional software updates that tend to take more time.
You know, DSS follows agile software development, but even in that model, something like this that's an emergent infectious disease public health situation would probably take a little bit too long to get out there immediately. So we have this mechanism within the software that allows us to update the clinical configuration and the content that's delivered through it so that we can share that with our client sites. And we did some of the heavy lifting internally using some of our informatics staff who have created these for many years for our sites and are able to then share it out, so that the people who are in the front lines and supporting those who are doing the care don't have to do this build themselves. It'll be a standard set of questions. They can customize it a little bit with our help if they'd like to, but it'll give them a starting point rather than having to build it from the ground up themselves.
That's great. And if you don't mind, tell us about how this configuration will help with overall tracking and reporting, and also how it will be updated as the COVID-19 situation changes.
We anticipate that the need for getting the data out is going to be almost as important in this case for public health and for state reporting and CDC reporting for the numbers of those tests that are coming back positive versus negative. We know that's going to be an issue. So this configuration and this push out of these health factors will all be discrete data in the patient's chart, and they'll be able to be abstracted through reporting right without any other software build changes. They can do it now using the existing functionality to pull this new data. They'll be able to see it at the individual patient level or across their patient population. And we also anticipate guidelines and guidance from CDC are changing. We know that a few days ago, the main questions had to do with exposure during travel or exposure to people who had traveled, but we've got a travel ban on right now, and we're seeing community spread. So we anticipate that we will either have a revised version as a second version for new questions as the guidance changes, or we may also create additional templates for those patients who come back with a positive screening. What types of treatment did they require? Were they admitted? And then maybe even another iteration that would capture how the recovery process went and what the outcomes were. So we do see this as an iterative process, but we want to help people get something now for those patients that are going to be tested. We know testing is still scarce, but the data that's coming out is what everybody's watching on the news, and we know how important it is for all of the local public health groups to gather that data rapidly. So we want to help clinical staff capture it so they can move on and do the patient care and then make it available for those who need it later.
Excellent. That's great. Thank you for that rundown there. And also just thank you overall for the time today to speak with us, Deanne, and also for sharing these insights about this update. This is a very, very important update here to share with DSS's customers. And with this in mind, is there anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
You know, we just want our clients to know that we're here, that we have a lot of staff ready to take their questions and help them with anything they need at this time. And we want to make sure that we're supporting them in every way we can. We'll keep an eye on the guidance as it changes and help them with updates to this content. And we also have other software systems that are, for example, our Just Emergency software that are also coordinating this effort so that without undue impact to our sites, they can get these updates and be ready to go on the ground.
That's perfect. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive DSS podcast interview with Deanne Clark, who's a senior health informatics consultant at DSS. And as you heard, Deanne gave us an update based on some changes that are happening for DSS's EHR customers with regards to a new configuration, which is being updated based on the existing software to help today's health systems really manage these urgent care needs around COVID-19. And Deanne, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. Again, anybody, if you have questions, please contact DSS.